To whom do I speak? This is Dr. Herbert Albarelli, Dean of the University of Healing, here in Campo, California, with instant illumination. To whom do I speak?
The hills are alive with the sound of music. That wonderful sound that I've heard before.
When Julie Andrews was walking across the mountaintop singing that lovely song, to whom was she singing it? Well, she was singing it to herself. Of course, the motion picture cameras were there, and all the studio people were there and recording it and taking it down, but ostensibly, it was for the purpose of singing to herself. At least that's what the story form comes from. And as she sings to herself, she has her guitar, she has her lovely self, and she sings and sings and sings. And indeed, the hills are alive with the sound of her music. The radiance of her voice, the magic of her singing, and whether her voice was good or bad didn't make any difference at all. She sang. Her voice was good, that was a plus, but the thing is, it doesn't matter. When I sing, my voice is not always the voice of Anzio Pinza or Caruso. My voice is not always the voice of the three tenors, as much as I might like it to be. But do I really want it to be? If I did, I would train my voice to do that. But I just like my voice the way it is. And so, as I walk the hills here in the campus of the University of Healing, as I walk the mountains and go up and down the hills and valleys, and as I walk with my dog Rex, as the two of us cups along and just have a wonderful time, I'm often singing, the hills are alive with the sound of music. And I'm singing to myself, and I'm making up the words because I oftentimes don't have them in my mind. But I'm just singing and enjoying myself. Now, for whom am I singing? For whom am I living? For whom am I acting? Me. Me, 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 me. I am doing all these things for me. Now, if anyone hears me sing, and they judge me as being good or bad, or nice or not so nice, that's their business. I hear me sing, and I say, wow, that's great. But I don't really say, wow, that's great, because I'm a great singer. I just say, it is great to let my voice range out and spread itself across the hills and the mountains here. It is great. I don't have echoes here like they have in the Swiss Alps, but I can hear my own voice, and I can hear my own voice resound out of my ears and out of the valleys that I'm in. And I sing, and I give a talk. Sometimes I just feel inspired to talk, and that is quite often. And so I give a talk, and I give some of my most magnificent talks as I'm walking along by myself. I haven't even turned the tape recorder on. I walk along, and as I walk, I start thinking of beautiful ideas. I start using words that I've never used before, and I'm using a vocabulary that is so expansive and so inclusive and so delightful. It's just a joy. And I'm doing it all for myself. And every day I give one or more talks on the internet, and I have the thought for today, instant illumination, meditation, Mr. Candle, Bible stories, and whatever else I have. And as I give these talks, oh yes, Dial the Healing Word. And as I give these talks, I'm giving them for myself. I am telling something about who I am and what it is that makes me happy. I'm not giving the talks because someone else is listening or not listening. I'm not pontificating and telling the world my point of view because I want the world to know it, understand it. I make it available on the internet. I make it available at the breakfast table to the staff here at the University of Healing. And we sit around and we discuss the ideas that I share. But if anybody listens, I don't care. If anybody has any points of view about it, I don't care. If they're contrary to what I said, that's their business. If they're harmonious with what I said, that's my business, because I create everybody harmonious with what I believe. The contrary part is doesn't even exist in my consciousness. Only the harmonious parts. And so everyone who hears me talk, who hears me sing, who hears me do anything, is harmonious with me. And if they're not, they don't stay around me. You know, you hear Billy Graham, this wonderful evangelist, he's been evangelizing for years and years and years and years. All successful, great audiences flock to hear him speak, and he offers them his point of view on religion. He offers them as a minister, the philosophy of the Christian church. And he's great. He's really great. And people love him. Many other evangelists are very successful and people love them. And they have their radio ministries and their television ministries, and they have all these things. And as they do, the people are sitting out there just yes, yes, yesing to whatever they're saying. But if Billy Graham ever went out to speak to other people, he would fail. Billy Graham goes out and speaks to himself. He goes out and tells the world what he believes, not what they should believe. It may come across as what they should believe, but it's what he believes. It's his convictions, it's his belief in himself, his love for himself. And he shines that out across all of the people who come into his awareness. When I'm sitting at the table speaking sometimes, and some of the staff have a little problem of some sort, and they are a little bit difficult, whatever the reason may be, what I do is I turn around and give them my back, and I talk to myself. And I give my talk to myself, and so I pay no attention to the little games that they're playing. I pay no attention to the little attitudes that they may have. Now, they're my attitudes. Their unhappiness is my unhappiness. Their attitude of being obstreperous in some way is my attitude. It's my attitude of being incooperative and uncooperative. It's mine. They have no edge on it. They have I created them with that attitude. And I created them with that attitude for some reason. I don't need to know the reason. But I turn my back on that attitude and I say, I will not let that be continuing in my world. Well, why don't I just stop it? Well, I stop it by turning my back on it, by paying no attention to it, by not letting those vibrations exist in my world. And I turn my back on it, and I speak lovingly, positively, joyfully, and I get so excited that I'm talking to myself and laughing and jumping up and down and being so pleased and so happy. And you know, that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. I am speaking to myself. Whenever you or I go out and we attempt to speak to someone else, we attempt to educate somebody or excite somebody with our enthusiasm, whenever we go out of our thought system and try to bring it to the world, we fail. We are a success only when we speak to ourselves. We are a success only when we live what we believe ourselves. We are a success only when our world is filled with our unconditional love for ourselves and our creation. But for ourselves first. For ourselves first. When we are unconditionally loving with ourselves, then we are unconditionally loving with the world. When I am unconditionally loving with myself so totally, there will be nobody in my world who will have a bad vibration that I have to turn my back on. There will be nobody in my world who will be contrary to what I am. They will listen with awe. And when I say something that boggles their truth awareness, instead of saying what the truth is according to their understanding, they listen and find out why I'm saying what I'm saying. And they will find out that where it appeared to be a lie, it appeared to be an untruth, it was primarily just a sense jogger, something that sees if you're listening to what I'm sharing or whether you're listening to the details. Because I can say that Chicago is east of New York, and you say, oh, come on now. And I can say that Wisconsin is right in the lower part of California, in the San Diego area, with all its lovely trees, with all its lovely cities and places. Yes, you say, oh, that's interesting, but it's illogical, unreasonable. And I say, yes. But when we get rid of all the logic and all the reason, and we get rid of all that which tries to tell us that it's the only thing, then what we come up with is the divine. For the divine is not logical, is not reasonable, is not anything of that nature. For the divine is the allness. And you and I are the allness. Kind of fun, isn't it? Kind of exciting. Kind of imagining. Yes, I always talk to myself. And I have good conversations with myself. And sometimes, when I talk to myself, I even wake myself up to the reality and the joy of the magic of who I am. It's a wonderful experience. I know you do it all the time, too. Maybe not consciously saying that you do it, but you do it. Well, I consciously say that I do it. I take responsibility for every thought I think. Hence, I think all the thoughts that I want to enjoy in every possible way. Not that I want to enjoy, that I do enjoy in my life in every possible way. Have a lovely day, and know, I love you. I love you. I love you.